USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The biggest test yet of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine got underway, with the first of some 30,000 Americans rolling up their sleeves to receive shots created by the U.S. government as part of the all-out global race to stop the outbreak. The glimmer of hope came even as Google, in one of the gloomiest assessments of the coronavirus staying power from a major employer, decreed that almost all of its 200,000 employees and contractors should work from home through next June, a decision that could influence other big companies. Final stage testing of the vaccine developed by the National Institute of Health and Moderna, Inc., which began with volunteers at numerous sites around the U.S. given a real dose or a placebo. It will be months before the results trickle in, and there is still no guarantee the vaccine will ultimately work against the scourge that has killed about 650,000 people around the world, including 145,000 in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
With the November election exactly 100 days away, more Americans say the country is heading in the wrong direction than at any previous point in Donald Trump's presidency, putting the incumbent in a perilous position at his re-election bid against Democrat Joe Biden. A new poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs also finds that Trump's approval for his handling of COVID-19 is at a new low, with just 32% of Americans supportive of his approach. Even Trump's standing on the economy, long the high watermark for the president, has fallen over the last few months after seeming nonstop earlier this year. Ukrainian and rebel forces in war-torn eastern Ukraine have started prepping for a full and comprehensive ceasefire scheduled to begin at midnight. Rebel officials said they've instructed their troops about the ceasefire and issued decrees banning the use of any weapons. It would pave the way for implementing other clauses of a Minsk peace deal brokered by France and Germany in 2015. The conflict killed more than 15,000 soldiers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The price of gold surged to an all-time high. Some experts pointed to the worsening of U.S.-China trade and political tensions. Others cited growing investor concerns that the economic recovery from the pandemic might be weakening. But the jump in gold prices is highly unusual because stock prices have also surged recently after dropping in early March. Gold spiked $40 to a record $1,938 per ounce in a sign that nervous investors are looking for safe havens to park their money. A stray bullet shattered a window and pierced the head of a 10-year-old girl in her home in Chicago. She died at a hospital Sunday morning. A toddler, just 20 months old and strapped to a car seat, was shot in the chest in Inglewood while his mother drove home from a laundromat. Over the weekend, more than 60 people were shot, 14 of them fatally, in 49 shooting incidents in the Windy City alone. Chicago is among several major cities experiencing a big spike in shootings and homicides so far this year. Shooting incidents in Philadelphia are up 57% from last year. In Milwaukee, homicides up 95%. In the first week of July alone, the Los Angeles Police Department reported that homicides increased 250%. And New York City has seen a 44% spike in shootings this year than during the same period in 2019. Police blamed the surge in gun violence on a combination of the early release of people from jail during the pandemic and the fact that police are being defunded. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.